Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, December 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Harold Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays, tennis star Monica Seles is 40 today. Singer Nelly Furtado is 35. Britney Spears is 32. On this day in history, in 1823, President James Monroe declares what we now know as the Monroe Doctrine. On this day in 1859, the militant abolitionist John Brown is hanged. This is from PBS.
Many people would call him a terrorist. He attacked the Federal Armory at Harper's Ferry. But in doing so, he actually became kind of a martyr for the cause and rallied a lot of Northern support and in many ways provoked what became a terrible conflict in the United States and the Civil War.
On December 2nd, 1954, the U.S. Senate voted to condemn Senator Joseph McCarthy for conduct unbecoming a senator in his ongoing investigation of communism infiltrating the U.S. government. McCarthy's star began to fade when he took on the U.S. Army and was chastised by the attorney representing the Army, Joseph Welch.
Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator. You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?
On December 2nd, 2001, the mega Houston energy company Enron filed for bankruptcy. This is from a documentary, Enron, the Smartest Guys in the Room.
It had taken Enron 16 years to go from about $10 billion of assets to $65 billion of assets, and took them 24 days to go bankrupt.
The fatal flaw at Enron was pride, arrogance, intolerance.
Oh, my, you guys stole from those poor grandmothers.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1972, The Temptations and Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
On the KETR events calendar this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, the Merry Marketplace and Usher Stew benefits local food security agencies and other missions of the church. Lots of baked goods will be on sale, and there will be an antiques corner and a boutique. The Usher Stew offers a tasty hot lunch for everyone who attends. All community members are welcome. That's the Merry Marketplace and Usher Stew this Saturday from 10 to 1 at the First United Methodist Church. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkert, the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about something going on in Commerce. I see that the Commerce City Council and the school board have both approved something called the Freeport Exemption. Now, what's that about?
Absolutely. The Freeport Exemption is a, I guess you could say, a policy that taxing districts can implement that provides a tax exemption for goods that are shipped into the state of Texas or products that are constructed inside of the state of Texas, stored at a facility, and then shipped back out within 175 days. And those goods would have that exemption. They're non-taxable. Doesn't mean that the rest of the property or, you know, there's no sales taxes or anything like that, but it does give some businesses a little bit of a hand when it comes to those goods. The school district and the city would, of course, lose revenue based on this exemption. But the idea is that that will inspire and promote more businesses to come into the city and kind of offset that and hopefully make it a positive gain for both taxing districts.
Mm-hmm. So it's good for the businesses.
Absolutely. It's good for the businesses, and it kind of makes the city and the school district even more business friendly, which in this environment is definitely a positive thing. It's risky. But one thing that Bonnie Hunter, who's in charge of the Commerce Economic Development Corporation, is working on is getting an agreement from four major commerce businesses that would basically say that they would not I guess, accept that exemption. They would continue paying those taxes for the first 2 years in order to kind of offset any loss for the district and for the city. So there's works to kind of make it to offset any loss for the city as well and school district. Greenville actually passed this exemption a little while ago, and their Economic Development Corporation said it's helped them get some businesses, including two that came in recently. So I think it's potentially a positive thing.
When I read the story about that, I also saw mentioned in that same story something about Chicken Express building a new facility, moving across the highway, basically. Is that related to this Freeport exemption, or is that a totally different thing?
That's actually a totally different thing. I mean, they're obviously both business-related and both positive for the city. I know that Chicken Express wanted to get to a larger facility, a place with an easier drive-through, maybe hopefully a wider drive-through for anybody that's been through that drive-through. So they're not related, but they're definitely both very positive economic news for the city.
When would that be taking place? Do you know?
They have just approved the zoning for it, and so it is. They haven't even set a date to break ground yet.
And that would be, the new location would be north of McDonald's, basically.
Yes,
they'd be
absolutely
adjacent to McDonald's on that side of the highway.
Yes, yeah, and basically it's almost as if they're just moving straight across the highway.
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing going on in Greenville, we read that the Splash Kingdom Water Park, apparently that is a green light, that is a go now.
Yes, they've approved a deal with the city. Splash Kingdom is going to hopefully start construction December 1st, so they can be open for this summer. They are only open for 3 months during the summer months, so they don't necessarily provide a lot of full-time year-round jobs, but obviously it's a big quality of life issue. It can bring people from around the community, increase sales taxes. They're going to be spending $5 million on that park, and then the developer is going to be getting $1.75 million back over a span of, I think, 20 years in sales tax revenue. So it's kind of a give and take, but the city has to give a lot less for this deal than they would for the Hawaiian Falls deal that they decided not to go for last year.
That's a very fast rollout of that project, I would say, as these things go.
Absolutely. And both the city and the developer have been the contract stipulates that they have to be open by next summer. They're just hoping to be open by this summer. So
are there some other cities nearby that have a Splash Kingdom that people might be familiar with, get some idea of what this thing would be like?
Yeah, they're in three different cities. I know that there's one out in Shreveport, and I believe there's one out in Weatherford. I could be wrong with that. There's none really in the area, and I know that Sulphur Springs is looking to get one. Was looking to get this one. So this is definitely a win for the city of Greenville.
How many people would it employ, Caleb? You know?
They haven't given us totals yet for jobs, and obviously they'd be part-time ones. So we don't know the totals yet for that. But, you know, any jobs, you know, particularly summer jobs for college or high school students, is definitely a positive thing.
And this would be on Interstate 30, more or less over that area of Home Depot.
Yeah, this is going to be over there near the Greenville Town Center development. This is actually going to be kind of the first business they have coming in, I know that Greenville and the Economic Development Corporation is hoping that this will inspire other businesses to relocate there. I know they want several restaurants and another major anchor. So
very quickly, and we're almost out of time, I think you say that there might be some new development in the YMCA situation coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing I can go on record with yet, but definitely stay tuned and keep your eyes open, and hopefully we'll have some new information very soon.
Okay. Caleb Slankard, editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.